Proclamation number 4750 for B of 6th of October, 1949. Help of the Light Beings. Spiritual bondage. Spiritual bondage means when spiritual thought material is withheld from people in order to prevent them from being able to draw comparisons between different schools of thought. The human being can examine and reject or accept by virtue of his intellect. He can also make a wrong judgment. But he always takes a stand on the spiritual knowledge which is imparted to him. And in order for his judgment to be correct, he must be able to compare, and according to his decision he will then lead his way of life and thus be held responsible for it. But as soon as he is deprived of every possibility to compare spiritual knowledge with other knowledge, an examination is also omitted. He must now accept without examination what he is told from outside. He is then compulsorily a believer. But then one can never speak of a true faith. But true, living faith is necessary for the attainment of eternal life, and in order to gain this living faith the human being will again and again be offered spiritual knowledge which is of divine origin and which is very thought-provoking because it deviates from the knowledge the human being possesses and which therefore has to be tested for its credibility by a person who seriously desires the truth. And everyone will be able to do this. He will also recognize what is right emotionally. Yet the guiding principle is always the word proclaimed from above which, as purest truth, originates from God himself and enlightens people about everything that is necessary to achieve maturity of soul. Again and again the divine word is conveyed to people, and as soon as the human being is seriously willing to know the truth he will be enlightened by the divine word and learn to distinguish error from truth. But if this divine word is withheld from the human being so that it is made impossible for him to seriously examine spiritual knowledge, then this is spiritual bondage which truly demands responsibility, for the human being is forcibly induced into a faith which can never become a living faith but always remains dead, because the human being lacks conviction which, however, he can only gain after seriously taking a stand and weighing up different teachings. The truth is repeatedly conveyed to earth from God and must never be withheld from him, yet the scrutiny must be left to him himself and it must be left to his will what he decides, otherwise the human being could not be held accountable but he would also constantly remain spiritually blind. Amen.